Hi, I'm Tom Power. Welcome to Toy Harp, a podcast about bluegrass. This is the last episode of season two. Here from Nashville is my conversation with Allison Krauss.
I remember, you know, the first time I looked out in the audience and saw people singing words to our songs that only we had recorded. That was just a really crazy moment. Just never thought it'd end up being there. Never thought we'd hear back from Rounder. Yeah. Never thought we would hear from Rounder in the first place.
If this is your first time listening, you can hear full interviews with Jerry Douglas, Allison Brown, Bela Fleck, Larry Sparks, Jody Stecker, and so many more wherever you get your podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Later on.
Hey, it's Cindy Howes and Lizzie Noh from the podcast Basic Folk, honest conversations with folk musicians.
Basic Folk is truly changing the game with our well-researched deep dives that aim to empower the listener while fostering the folk community.
I basically am writing worship music for youth group rejects.
Maternal regrets and maternal guilt are universal.
I try to make things that are beautiful and that are made with like a purity of intention.
You can listen to Basic Folk on the Bluegrass Situation Podcast Network or at basicfolk.com.
Well, hello there, everybody. Wow. Last week's episode, man, I was so nervous for you guys to hear it. But the messages I've gotten this past week and the DMs and what you guys are writing on our harmonic social media, I'm like, honestly, so moved. I was crying tears of gratitude all week. I'm truly like just so blown away and grateful. I'm so glad that so many of you found it soothing and helpful. I've gotten so many DMs about your own family struggles with dementia and Alzheimer's. And I just love that the power of music was able to bring us together, especially through something that is so terrible, that having community and knowing that there's some hope in connecting in this way over this music. So I'd love to try to do it again. This song, Bird on Horseback, was not only the first one we recorded in the studio, but also the first one I wrote. If you know me or you've been following me for a long time, you know that my sister and I started an equine therapy program for survivors of sexual assault after my own little sister's healing from her sexual trauma through horses. And with this song, well, A, I wanted to write something for my little sister because she's truly the strongest, most powerful, most incredible woman I know. And now she's a therapist and is healing so many others who have gone through similar trauma. And I'm just so proud of her. But I also thought about the lineage of ancestral trauma and what it means to both have experienced as women the same trauma as our ancestors. You know, I found out through grandparents and everything that there had been even other sexual assaults and trauma in my familial lineage. And just thinking how many ancestors of mine being women, it's just almost unfortunately inevitable these days. I think the numbers are now less than 1 in 3 women have been sexually assaulted. And so I thought a lot about our bodies as our home and what it means to lose home, but how even though our ancestors and the women who have come before us may have experienced the same trauma, in a way, they hold the space for us to heal from it. And that, to me, is the image of Bird on Horseback. We allow them to hold the space and help us to be carried to the freedom that comes with claiming our bodies again after trauma. That's probably a little heady. A little deep. You might be like, this song just seems like it's got a lot of natural imagery, which is true. But that was what sort of the poem that inspired this came from. And this song was the first song to record and also one that I kept breaking down in tears singing. It's just really emotional for me. And it was also the song where I found my true voice for the first time in the studio and had sung in a way that I'd never sung before. So this is a very special one. And stay tuned because we are releasing the music right now on Harmonix, But at the end of the month, you will be able to download the whole album and stream it on Bandcamp, with proceeds going to some incredible organizations for charity that you'll hear more about in the coming weeks. And also you can check my Instagram for more, at Beth Bears. So I hope that you'll stick with us on this musical journey that healed me and that hopefully can heal some of you and bring us all together in community. Thank you for listening. Much love.
On the borderline between the plains and the trees, I set my heart on the red clay dirt road of time. Found the night I love. I live this life.